The White House Report.
Tuesday morning, President Trump tweeted, "Lightweight Senator Christian Gillibrand, a total flunky for Chuck Schumer, and someone who would come to my office, quote, begging for campaign contributions not so long ago and would do anything for them, is now in the ring fighting against Trump. Very disloyal to Bill and Crooked. Used." A large segment of those who read this Twitter account felt that that was a sexual overtone, but the White House says differently. Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
April.
Gillibrand owed an apology for the misunderstanding of the president's tweet this morning because many, including the senator, thinks that it's about sexual innuendos.
I think only if your mind is in the gutter would you have read it that way. And so no, Hunter.
No, it's not. It's it, when he went to say what he said was open, and it was not mind.
He's obviously talking about political partisan games that people often play and the broken system that he's talked about repeatedly. This isn't new. This isn't a new sentiment. This isn't new terminology. He's used it several times before. As I said a few minutes ago, he's used it several times before, referencing men of both parties, in fact. And so I think that there, if you look back at the past comments he's made, it was very clear what his reference was.
I asked that question of Sarah Huckabee Sanders because on Twitter, Congressman Lacey Clay tweeted, "Mr. President, apologize to Senator Gillibrand and all those brave women you have insulted. Every time you do this, you degrade yourself and you diminish your office. Stop it. Hashtag unhinged. Hashtag unpresidential. Hashtag vulgar." Apparently, Congressman Clay, like others, thought that that comment in the president's tweet was vulgar. And for the record, when Sarah Huckabee says that people's minds would be in the gutter, we have heard President Trump on tape with Billy Bush in that Access Hollywood tape that came out last October saying that he grabbed women's private parts. April Ryan, AURN News.
The White House Report is a service of American Urban Radio Networks.